Jerry Bader Show, 1049. By the way, one more episode left of 24, Live Another Day. If I had to grade it right now, B minus. There have been two very good episodes. I have to be honest, I just want to get to the end now. It's like a book I want to peek ahead on. Just, if it weren't about the only thing new on television right now, that, and I continue to watch Orange, I can't even watch a whole episode at a time. It's powerful writing, but man, gosh, I wish they would tame it a little bit. Oh, I'm going to Cleveland. Cleveland has been chosen to host the 2016 RNC convention. I thought for sure it was going to be Dallas. All right, so they're putting their eggs. They think, you know why they're doing this, don't you? The same reason it was Tampa in 2012. Ohio is important. So it's going to be Cleveland. Reince Priebus telling Fox News this right now. Reince, of course, chairman, Republican National Committee. I will be covering the 2016 convention again. Cleveland, Ohio. The former Mistake on the Lake. I think it's outlived that. The Ohio thing is so big, so critical. Kind of thought, I didn't know. I really didn't know. But I had a feeling that they would bend to that. But Dallas is attractive for a lot of reasons. I believe they're moving it up to June, by the way. I don't think they mentioned a date yet. It says since 1952, no convention has been earlier than July 7th. No Republican has captured the White House without Ohio since Lincoln. Which is why that's considered important. My personal belief, I don't think it makes that much difference. I'm going to be honest. I don't think you win a state by holding your convention there. But guess it makes as much. It's June. I'll tell you what. If it's the same as the Tampa experience, I won't have time to do anything anyway. I was just busy the whole time. I've learned some things, and I'll do it differently. Am I bringing my producer with me? Well, I probably will have someone with me who will assist. You're too valuable back here. I'll tell you what. You have 2 years to try to talk me into that. Now, you have to admit, if it was Dallas, you would try harder, right? No, really? Just the experience of the convention? I don't know. We're going to have to talk about that. You've never been to Cleveland. Neither have I, but, I mean, other than the airport, of course. All right, now in the 7 minutes that I have. By the way, when Jason played that montage of Harry Reid going, Koch brothers, Koch brothers, Koch, those are, each one of those is a unique mention. That's not just looped. And he did it in about a 3-month period on the floor of the Senate. The Politico today has a 5-page expose on this strategy of attacking the Koch brothers. And they honestly believe, Democrats believe, they're going to ramp up this attack and they believe it will help them keep the Senate. They apparently have research, and it boggles my mind, but they apparently have research which indeed tells them that this is a winner for them, that they can demonize the Koch brothers, who aren't on anybody's ballot, turn them into these billionaire boogeymen. Now, I'll just tell you right now, I don't think it's going to turn an election. However, if Republicans get any sense that this strategy is working, and I don't think that it is, and I don't think that it will, but if Republicans get any inkling at all that it's that this billionaire brother's trying to take over the country, then they need to fight back and start attacking the billionaires that Democrats have. And I mean, they really need to push that point. By the way, there are even liberals who have said, you know what, this isn't the answer. This is not the way to make to defeat Republicans. The problem, as I mentioned earlier, though, is they don't really have anything else. If nothing else does break their way, they're going to have to turn to this and to the usual scare tactics. But it is amazing. Do you know, as recently as 2009, even to political insiders, nobody knew who the hell they were, the Koch brothers. And then Harry Reid jumped on this and turned them into these billionaire boogeymen, that everything Republicans do, they do at the behest of the Koch brothers. And that's just not the reality. Let's see. There was a piece of this I wanted to share with you. It's a long piece. Reid had already developed a knack for vilification as political strategy as an early and enthusiastic adopter of Democratic efforts to caricature Mitt Romney as an out-of-touch elitist during his 2012 presidential campaign. Independent polls suggest the Kochs don't resonate with most voters in the same way the Romney attacks did. But Democratic pollster Jeff Guerin, who has consulted with Reid's team on its Koch push, says it's starting to pay off. I've told them I think that Senator Reid has had a significant impact and that he struck a responsive chord in terms of creating real responses and reaction from voters, said Guerin. I just don't see it, though. I really don't. Okay, we don't have enough time for the whole thing, do we now? Because I forgot about that. No, it's about 2 minutes. The women of The View trying to refute the notion that the President Obama, is the worst president since World War II. I'll tell you what, we'll blog on it. I will blog on that because it is laughable. They cannot come up with a coherent intellectual argument to refute it. The closest thing that they come to is, well, the sitting president is always a target for criticism, which is true. It is true. Yeah, they don't want to discuss George Soros. They don't want to discuss, what's the other guy's name? Steyer. They don't want to discuss their billionaire buddies. But that's where Republicans have to do that. They absolutely do. All right, the Brewers have the Phillies again tonight. 4-game series of the Phillies. They've got to at least split this series, and they've got to take the series of the Cardinals. The Bats need to wake up. It's 10:58, 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
The Jerry Bader Show.